This is Christy Gledhill. What I Will Keep. Desolation lifts the tent flap, so I roll over, hogging the pillow to keep from wailing straight into the desert, a prospect too wretched for words. I have come to this ocean-mauled, chapped-lipped of the Baja to start over, listen to implacable waves, scathing wind, for what I've become unable to hear. I left a man, quit my job, and have been sick for weeks, which, it occurs to me in my tent one fevered night, is likely pneumonia. There's no mailing address here, no electricity. I came to strip down, cast what's left in the sand where I can see it, heave it into the waves or bury it. I'm searching for what I can keep. The first pre-dawn bird here, where there is no wine, no morning coffee, sings petit verdot into my herb tea and silence and yoga. I use a washboard, hang my clothes to dry. My cough is a mean dog coming around wanting trouble all night long. By day, it chases me into the burning sand, racked so hard I expect blood, squat on my heel to keep from peeing. The palms, shadeless, rattling, dry, are no help. Fallen, I think of my long-legged, revelation-obsessed grandpa, his talk of end times. One afternoon, multiple rainbows against distant, nameless mountains remind me of a promise God made to someone once. The next morning, whales offshore, they're breaching the shape of a prayer, sand an edge off my fevered grief, exposing a hairline crack. Surely such spectacles would not be visited upon one without cause for hope. Asana, pranayama, salt air, papaya, prayer, weeping, unrelenting ocean, rainbows, dawn birds, glowing green womb of tent, whales, poetry, hammock, cowbells, Milky Way, sunburn, geckos, mantras, moon glow. Line dried and solitary, I gather what I will keep.